Trump's DHS gets Uzbekistan to fund deportation flight of its own nationals. By John Binder on May 1, 2025. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has struck a historic deal, ensuring that Uzbekistan takes back its nationals on deportation flights funded by the Uzbek government. DHS officials announced this week that more than 100 illegal aliens from Uzbekistan, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan were deported to Uzbekistan on a deportation flight that did not cost American taxpayers a dime. Instead, Uzbekistan fully funded the deportation of its own nationals. "We commend Uzbekistan President Shavkat Mirziyoyev for his leadership in sending a flight to return 131 illegal aliens back to their home country," DHS Secretary Kristi Noem said in a statement. "We look forward to continuing to work together with Uzbekistan on efforts to enhance our mutual security and uphold the rule of law." Likewise, reports have circulated that Trump's DHS is looking to strike deals with Rwanda and Libya that would allow the United States to send illegal aliens on deportation flights to both countries, much like Trump's deal with El Salvador. "I say this unapologetically, we are actively searching for other countries to take people from third countries," Secretary of State Marco Rubio told the media during a cabinet meeting at the White House this week. "We are working with other countries to say, we want to send you some of the most despicable human beings to your countries, will you do that as a favor to us? And the further away from America, the better. So they can't come back across the border," Rubio said. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.